Welcome to the Your Pretty Pennies podcast. I'm your host, Tara Jones, personal finance coach, lifestyle designer, and currently mommy. My daughter is sitting in my office with me while I record this right now. I told her to be extremely quiet until I get through this podcast, so let's see if she does it. The YPP podcast is a weekly show created to inspire and assist you with becoming financially stable so you can build wealth and design your desired life. Episode one of this podcast, we are going to be discussing the basics of using the zero-based budget each and every month. We are going to start off by redefining the term budget. Last night, I hosted my first live webinar and asked the audience to write down the first thing that comes to their mind when they hear the word budget. Here are the few answers I received. Broken impossible, makes me think of work in a bad way, difficult while working 9 to 5 and starting a biz, makes me think of stress, and makes me think of limiting my current lifestyle. Wow. If you can relate to any of these statements, I want you to think like how I think. I want you to place the word budget in a mental category with all the other things you use to plan and create your lifestyle. This includes your day planner, your Google Calendar, your vision board that outlines what you want to achieve within the year, your goal setting strategies for your business or side business, and so on. When you create a budget each month, you are simply planning what you will do with your income for that month. So just like you plan what you do with your time and your planner or your life on your vision board, you are using a budget to plan your money. So, it is the most important financial tool, and it empowers you to do exactly what you want to do with your income. The overall goal of your monthly budget is to allocate all of your monthly income to your monthly expenses, both luxury and necessary expenses, without chipping away at your savings account. And I know you're wondering, well, how do I do that? What do I do? You use a zero-based budget. Over the last 7 years, I can confidently say that I have used every type of budget template and method available. The only one that I and the clients that I've worked with absolutely swear by is a zero-based budget. It was created back in the 70s, it first came on the scene, and it has been endorsed by many financial experts ever since, including myself. It is unique because it requires you to allocate 100% of your income to your monthly expenses. And your take-home pay minus your expenses will equal to zero. So if you earn $2,500 a month, you will place $2,500 in a either spending, saving, giving, or investing category in your budget. So in other words, you can think of it as zero to mean you have $0 to blow each month because you give every dollar that you receive a job and is delegated before the month even begins. Now, I get this asked all the time. When is the right time to budget? When should I sit down to write my budget? You should sit down and write your budget 1 to 3 days before the beginning of the next month. When you begin to budget, you will estimate the month coming up, the income that you will receive in the month coming up. Since this is the beginning of October, for example, you will estimate how much you plan to bring in for this month. It may be difficult to estimate your income accurately if you have an hourly rate or number of hours worked that fluctuates every week or every other week. So to calculate your average take-home pay is the most beneficial way for you to try to get that baseline. You calculate the last 3 months, average out the last 3 months' income to try to get a baseline number of what your total take-home pay will be every month. And then during the month, you can adjust as you need. Now, I know you may be wondering, why should I budget? I hear about it. I hear the importance. I hear I should be doing it, but why? Well, budgeting each and every month is the most important factor in becoming and remaining financially stable and on track to build wealth. No one becomes financially free and wealthy by haphazardly managing her money. millionaires don't leave their financial health to chance. I don't know what your financial goals are, but my financial goal is to be wealthy one day. And I do not want to, you know, stumble into it. You have to be intentional. And budgeting equals intentionality. Not only that, you can use your budget to support the lifestyle you want. You have to use your total income that you get paid each month to fund the lifestyle you desire. For example, if I say I desire to travel and I want to save up money to take a major trip every 3 months, I need to make sure that my daily, weekly, and monthly decisions align with saving up that money. So I can allocate tons of money to shopping and none to my savings account, but do I expect to reach my savings goal? No, it won't work. So I can allocate. So what I have to do is sit down every time I use my budget. I list out, you know, my expenses and then my income. After that, I ask myself two things. One, are these expenses I am choosing to spend my money on aligned with my current financial goals? Then I ask myself, is there any expenses I can sacrifice this month to achieve my financial goals faster? So do I need to renew my Netflix subscription? Do I need to go shopping for new clothes when I have clothes? You know, do I need to go out to eat every week? Can I just pack a lunch to work in order to get to my financial goals faster? That's something to think about. Now, as I wrap things up on this episode, I want to send you over to the Your Pretty Pennies blog, where I will post the step-by-step tutorial on how to use a zero-based budget. I even provide the exact template I use each and every month. The direct link to access it is www.yourprettypennies.com/ZBB. That's www.yourprettypennies.com/ZBB. While you're over there, make sure you read and comment on the blog post that I've put up already, and also sign up for the newsletter. Have a wonderful day, and I'll talk to you in the next episode. Bye.